It's the list and your boy at Fightful.com. With Jimmy Van and Sean Ross Sapp, they're on fire. Boom shakalaka.
200 strong.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. It's April 27th. This is the list and your boy on Fightful Wrestling. If you're watching live, leave a thumbs up. If you're watching at any time, leave a thumbs up. How about that one? And watching live gives you the benefits of sending super chats, humper chats, but you can send humper chats whenever you want before the show. We still have a lot of people discovering that. If you watch the show hours, days later, and still want your question or statement read on the air, you can go to humperchats.com. We would greatly appreciate that. That allows you to get your question, your statement, etc., read on the air. We've got Jimmy Van here. Jimmy, how you doing?
I'm doing really well. I'm thinking I'm going to start with a surprise right off the hop.
Really?
I think.
Your surprise is that knowyournews.com is back, Jimmy.
That's coming.
That's your huge surprise that knowyournews.com is back. Congratulations, Sean.
Sean, do you ever watch Billions? Or have you ever seen Billions?
I've heard a lot about it, but I have not watched it, no.
So one of the things I like about that show, if anybody's seen it, the characters on that show, they're always thinking 3, 4, 5 steps ahead. And So, you know, when they reveal what's happened, then they'll show that the one guy knew that like 3 steps ago kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
That's kind of this surprise. And so I knew that doing this today, you were probably going to think it had to do with Know Your News, or there's a chance you were going to think it had to do with Know Your News. Has nothing to do with Know Your News.
Okay.
And so I'm going to start with the big surprise right off the hop. So it was about a year ago that you received a gift. And when you received that gift, I was inspired, Sean.
Okay.
And I was motivated.
From you or who?
Well, I'm going to tell you in a minute. You received a gift from someone. I was inspired and motivated, and I think you know this about me, Sean. When I want to do something, I do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I get the idea in my head to do something. That's how Fightful even came to be. I get an idea in my head, and I want to do it. And when you got that gift, I thought, I think I want to go down this rabbit hole. And it took...
Was that gift the Conrad offer? Was that...
Yeah,
was that
no.
the gift? Because that no. changed a lot of things for me.
It took about 10 months...
What?
So you received a gift from an individual. I believe his name was Gregory Nelson.
Oh, I love Gregory Nelson. He's wonderful. I
believe his name was Gregory Nelson.
Yes.
And Gregory Nelson gave you a gift. Do you recall what it was?
Yeah, I've got it right over here. I've not unpacked it yet. It is a customized SRS figure. They took a Scotty Too Hotty head and he painted it. And he did an FTF shirt, had a microphone. It was so wonderful. It was so incredible of him. Great guy is Gregory.
And he did a great job, but I thought to myself, I wonder if I can do a little bit better.
Oh, no. You know?
I just got thinking. And I was inspired by like guys like Matt Cardona. And so Sean Ross Sapp.
The authentic SRS dildo.
I would like to introduce you, Sean Ross Sapp, to the prototype.
Why are my arms so long?
Prototype of the official Sean Ross Sapp action figure. Look at this, Sean.
Are the bags that deep under my eyes, Jimmy? Oh my God. What is this? Now, who's all on the back there?
Hayden has images. I said, don't upload them until I revealed it. There is a shot of the front right there.
The SRS ones?
Yeah. Yep. It's got the shoes. Put on the back, show them the back. There's the back. Do you see the style that was inspired by this? The Hasbro series, the WWF Hasbro series is what inspired us in terms of the design on the card. There's little things that you're not going to be able to
do. What the hell is going on?
Now, Sean, I got to tell you a few stories about this, Sean. Got to tell you a few stories about this.
Okay.
So let me say first, this was done by Gonzo Customs. Okay. The guy's name is Mark Cochran. If you go on Facebook, you can find them. Gonzo Customs, Mark Cochran. He made me 2 prototypes. Mm-hmm. This is one, and I got the other one at home. This I'm going to be sending to you. Your wife, God love her, she's known about this the whole time.
Oh.
Because I was asking her, like, should I, if I send it, so Sean, okay. So
listen, I'm about to get drafted this week by the NFL with that wingspan, Jimmy.
So, yeah. So Sean and I, and I'm going to talk about Know Your News in a minute. Sean and I did a podcast that I'm a brand new thing I'm doing. I'll talk about it in a minute. One of the questions I asked you on the podcast, Sean Rossap, was, does anybody ever open your packages? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
This is why I asked you that question on the podcast, because I wanted to know, if I send it to him early, do I risk that, even if I put it in your wife's name, do I risk that he might open it? Do I risk that he might see who it's from? That's why I chose to wait. Based
I always
on
get
your,
the mail. I'm here all day.
So. Well, I want to be sure. So Gonzo Customs, I have another story about this, Sean.
Oh boy.
So, and I should note, this is resin. This is not plastic. It's resin. Mm-hmm. And it's glued together because it's a prototype. And I'll talk later on about a potential retail run we might do with plastic movable articulated parts.
Like crazy.
Yeah. Well, you know, I like to do stuff. This card, Sean Rossap, I have to tell you a story. Did you have any inkling that I was doing this?
No idea.
So let me tell you a funny story. This design on this card, this was not done by any graphic designer. This was done by a special graphic designer. You know who did this?
Who?
Lufisto.
What?
Yes.
And I met Lufisto like 3 weeks ago.
That's what I'm saying. So a few weeks ago, you met Lufisto. You posted it on Twitter. And you know she's a sweetheart of a girl, right?
Oh, she's wonderful.
And she's
a legend.
And she's also a good Canadian girl. So when you met her at the show and you posted it on Twitter, nice to meet Lufisto. I know she would never do it intentionally. But I thought to myself, I wonder if she said accidentally to Sean, did you get the thing?
Gosh.
And
oh,
so
what,
there was,
what a wonderful person she was.
So
too,
Lufisto designed this. Look how beautiful
it is. I was technically in a match with Lufisto, Jimmy.
Well, I knew that, and I was concerned that she might have accidentally told you. Look at that beauty. And then we, like I said, we did the back. We emulated the Hasbros.
Wow.
Everybody that's a Fightful personality is on here.
Now they're going to expect figures. I'm just saying.
Probably not going to happen, but, isn't this beautiful? So I am going to send you this, and I'm keeping the other one, and I might do a limited retail run for fun.
Yeah, I can't wait. They're going to sell so crazy. They're going to go, people saying, put it on the website. I'll buy it. I am about to start, putting up new merch on shop.fightful.com very soon, but, go over to shop.fightful.com. We got plenty of stuff over there, but.
Hey, Sean. So I wanted to emulate Hasbro's. The Hasbro's had the autograph. See that?
Yeah.
I took that from your contract.
You take a lot from my contract these days, Jimmy.
So there you go. It turned out really well. I'll tell you some stuff off the air about the production of this, but it turned out good. But you have to remember, again, it's resin. You cannot play with this. This is a resin prototype.
My God.
But,
I was going to bust it open and beat up my Jake Roberts figure with it. George says he needs a Denise figure with crotch shot action. Damn it.
He must have read this one, so I don't know if you saw. So you know how the Hasbros would have a move on the bottom? They'd say a move. Well, the move for this one is right in the penis.
Yeah.
So there you go, right there.
Matt Reichiel says, where can I buy it? I'll buy Maggie and Kate one. Going to Dynamite next week. First one in 8 months. What a turn that super chat just took. He wants one. She said, where's mine? What the hell? Hannah says that figure's going to be in my nightmare. Sean does not need anything to get the big ass headbanger. And this is, keep in mind, this is after she put, hope everyone has a good day, heart.
There you go.
A friend, Cher Delaware, had a big interview today. Shout out to her. Wonderful as always. We'll save this one for later, but... Man,
I'm glad that was able to stay a surprise. And like I said, dude, now I'm going to tell you off the air some stuff. This took a long ass time, and but it turned out really good. Lufisto, I'm going to work with her again because she was excellent and she's very talented.
It's like one of the most flattering things possible. Even though I know it was, you know, it was a job she was doing, obviously.
No, but she was really enthusiastic about it.
Oh, she's great.
Yeah.
Greg chimed in, says, Jimmy, that rules. Look at that.
There you go. And then I guess the other thing I'll mention, because you just kind of gave it away, I have brought back knowyournews.com. If you're a longtime viewer of this podcast, you might remember that we used to do Stupid People back in the day. Yeah. And I stopped doing Stupid People because, you know, Sean suddenly became a legitimate wrestling journalist, and Fightful became a legitimate destination for wrestling news.
We wanted to talk about wrestling more on this wrestling show.
Well, for me, that wasn't really relevant because you got lots of other podcasts.
Not to talk weekly wrestling news. I don't.
Well,
this is
that's not why I stopped doing it. It's because I just felt it was no longer fit. But I love the concept, so I decided to bring back stupid news, funny news, weird news on its own platform. KnowYourNews.com. That's the old domain that I used to own years ago. I reacquired it and turned it into Know Your News. Check it out. We need literally just 100 YouTube subscribers so I can get an actual alias for the YouTube, because otherwise it's just a bunch of like characters and gibberish. So yes, we need 100 subscribers to get a real alias over there. So go to knowyournews.com.
Well, yeah, Know Your News on YouTube. I was about to say, oh, what's the URL so I can type it in? You don't have one.
Don't have one yet. No.
We have shared the podcast on this YouTube channel as well, guys. So it's very easy to find under our community tab. Know Your News. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, their
TikTok
pages
too,
for all of them. And knowyournews.com. We need to get into TikTok, honestly. If we have a good TikTok creator that's interested in doing something like that, and also that can get our goddamn handle that somebody registered pretending to be us, that'd be
great. Really? You never told me about that. I can help with that.
Yeah, that would help. Somebody registered Fightful, pretended they were us for a week and got bored.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, we can look into that. Well, yeah, I'm doing a podcast now every Tuesday called Know Your News Tonight. I'm going to have different guests every week. Sean was the first one. Next Tuesday, which I think is May 3rd, Denise Salcedo
is
scheduled to be my guest. It's the first time her and I have ever had a conversation, Sean. We'll be on Know Your News Tonight, yeah. So it's going to be interesting.
That's wild.
Yeah.
We've got Josh saying, I would buy one. Sean is legit my idol. No joke. Heart, heart. Hey, listen, your life is getting started in the right way. You're doing the right things. That's all I can say. We've got Van Twinblade saying, the Glory Pro Show from Sunday was great. Danhausen looked like he didn't miss a day in his first match back. Ethan Page flew in to fight Ethan Price because Brody King couldn't make it. Jake something and Tazuki killed it. Jimmy needs to check it out. I doubt Jimmy will.
Where is it available to watch?
Bite? He'll have to let me know.
Okay. All right. Well, let's, I guess, get into the big wrestling story, since this is a pro wrestling podcast. Technically, I guess that is a wrestling figure, sort of. But let's get into the big story. Mustafa Ali, he returned to Raw. You reported it, Sean Rossap. I got to ask you, and maybe I'm thinking too much into it, but I got to ask you for your opinion. So he beats Miz. Looks like they're setting up a program with Ciampa. He says, though, that he wants the U.S. title, so maybe they're going to do WrestleMania Backlash with him in theory. But here's what I got to ask you. So Ali has the disagreement with Vince, right?
Yes.
They send him home. He's very public that he wants his release. They won't give it to him. He's got a lot of online support. Everybody's upset about his usage, especially since they're releasing other people, but they won't release him. They bring him back after whatever it was, months. And it looks like they are setting up to have Mustafa Ali put over Vince McMahon's pet project, Theory.
Yes.
And so I can't help but ask you, is this a troll job? Is this spite?
Possibly. I can tell you that as of Sunday, he was scheduled to lose to The Miz, too.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And when I heard the plans, from what I understand, and we reported on FightfulSelect.com, so please go subscribe. I'm going to hammer that one home because we're getting near the end of the month. But from what I understand, Mustafa Ali wasn't told his creative until a meeting with Johnny Ace on Monday, but I had heard about it on Sunday, and I heard that it happened exactly how it was laid out to me, except Miz was supposed to win as of one of those scripts. And I know that there were people in creative and production that said that would not be a good idea. That would not be a good idea to bring him back and have him lose. The reaction would not be what you all want it to be. It would backfire. So apparently something changed in that regard. The fact that he got even a win is a positive to me, because he had lost like 11 straight television matches on Raw and SmackDown before he had left. Like, he was not winning at all. He's such a good talent. And a lot of people I talked to were so excited to have him back, but
yeah.
You know what? If it's to build to a program with Austin or with Theory and have him lose. Well, that's fine. Theory is the U.S. champion. I don't think there's any shame from a booking perspective in doing that. What I fear will happen is that he's going to lose next week and then lose again. And yep. then Theory will give him a title shot right after The Miz came out and said, people need to earn that title shot. And it'll render so much of that stuff pointless. If you guys remember, Drew McIntyre, the night after WrestleMania, came out and said, I want to give this give title shots to people who earn it and deserve it. And then we had people who just showed up and got it or lost at WrestleMania and got it. I want there to be something consistent with this. Have Mustafa Ali win two or three matches and then set him up for, or I mean, he can just win next week for the love of God and then set him up for WrestleMania Backlash.
Yeah.
There you go.
It feels like it. And again, like I said, I could be thinking too much into it. It feels like it's almost WWE saying, okay, he's got some online fans. Let's give them a little bit of, you know, fake hope kind of thing. Give him a win or two. Austin Theory is going to kick his ass. And then after that, he's just going to be losing to everybody kind of thing. Like, it kind of feels like that. But I guess we'll see what happens.
Please just tell me that they traded Big E for Mustafa Ali or something like that. Like, make sense of that trade and all that. Like, just
right.
make it make sense. Mr. CJ Lilly says Alexa has been on Raw less than Ali. That's crazy. I mean, they had similar situations. They didn't like the creative that was put forth. And as a result, both of them were off TV. I can tell you that Alexa Bliss was not happy with her creative. And WWE had decided by the end of February that they were no longer going to, or not that they were no longer going to, but that she wouldn't be factored into WrestleMania plans. And she was willing to work WrestleMania. I don't know how many nerds I had that said, well, obviously she's off because of her wedding. No, she was ready to work. Don't know how many nerds I had say, well, obviously Mustafa Ali is off for paternity leave. He asked for one show off.
Right.
One show off. Now, good on him. He got paid to hang out with his newborn for a little bit, but glad to see him back. We got Joel Wood saying, read your report about Ali on Select. Another fine piece of reporting. The question I have is, have things been smoothed over? Is he glad to be back or just riding out till 2024? So, we also did confirm that his deal is up in mid-2024. WWE has not frozen it as of yet. I don't know if they'll retroactively freeze it, but there had been discussion of it, and I was told that they didn't plan on doing it as of now, as long as he's there. He wanted to work. It's just there was something, and I don't know what that something was, that Vince McMahon pitched him that Vince knew he would never do.
Yeah.
And that quite upset him. From what I heard from people backstage, Ali would love for it to be smoothed over. I just don't know. I haven't heard that from him, so I don't want to speak for him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to put words into his mouth. I can tell you what I've heard, and a lot of people were very, very happy to see him back. He's a beloved guy.
Yeah, and how many times have we talked about just tell the guy's story? I mean, he was a cop. He's a Muslim American. They got a fan base and a demo that watches the WWE product. This is the stuff that kills me about WWE. It goes back to Veer Mahan again. Tell the guy's story. It's way better than making him act like a savage in 2022.
Veer Mahan's story was so good that Disney was like, we got to tell this shit.
Mike Rowe here with a radical idea. If you want to see more companies make more things in this country, buy more things from more companies who make things in this country. I refer in this case to the incredible t-shirts, sweatshirts, blue jeans, and more made by my friends at American Giant. Everything American Giant makes is made in the United States. And right now, you can take 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com/Mike. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We got
it's crazy, man. It's not 1986. That shit worked in 1986.
Dream Ninja said crazy to keep Bliss out of Mania. She did wonderfuls with the or wonders with the gimmick and sold the hell out of Lily Dolls. She's one of the most popular women they have. Yeah, it's crazy for companies like WWE and AEW to not have supplemental women's storylines as well. Because when you do that, you naturally set somebody up to become the next contender. Whenever they win that feud, you've got somebody that has been featured on television regularly and can slide in and face a Charlotte Flair or a Bianca Belair or whoever the champion may be. Mm-hmm. And I really think they should do better than that.
Yeah, I mean, the last one I can think of is Naomi with Sonya.
Yeah, and that was like, a good one.
Yeah,
and Naomi, we dropped an interview with Naomi this week, guys. Make sure you guys check it out. She said that she was excited about that because it was the only real story she's had that's lasted longer than a couple of weeks.
Right.
I mean, that's heartbreaking for a woman as talented as she is and has been around as long. Van Twinblade says, Glory Pro Live on YouTube. Whole show is up there. Well, there you all go.
On YouTube? Okay.
Yeah. Philip says, it looks as if Christian will turn on Jungle Boy soon. Who do you think has a better heel run in 2022, Edge or Christian? Christian, but I think Jungle Boy should turn. Honestly.
Okay. When he says who has a better heel run in what respect?
I don't know, but I can tell you based on what Edge has done of late, I'm going with Christian regardless.
Maybe. I mean, Edge's entrance is pretty damn cool. The only thing is I don't understand what he's doing. I don't understand the whole point. It comes off like WWE. They want to have a mystical figure. And they don't have Taker anymore, and they don't have Bray Wyatt, so let's put Edge in a throne and have the throne kind of float to the ring. But the entrance is super cool, though, and the entrance and everything.
Entrance is cool, music is good, but it's low-hanging fruit type stuff. It's the you're a toothless hillbilly type of thing.
Yeah, it's hard to really understand where it's coming from. Yeah, it is.
Andrew the Giant says they could get Veer to be Roman's opponent at a show in India with the fan base they have. Yeah, I mean, if they prop him up correctly, I think that they absolutely could, and I think it would do well. That was the business model in the 80s, Jimmy, even though, like, to put it in perspective, Veer wouldn't win that match in the 80s. Ric Flair would come to that person's hometown or that home territory and would work that person, and the person would look better as a result. Corey says, my pitch to help the women's division in AEW, Serena wins the Philly Street Fight, then does a decent rivalry with Rosa. I would really, really like that. I think that would be great in the ring. They got to have bangers. They got to have banger matches that people look forward to. And story. Just listen, there are so many stories that are tried and true on the men's side of things that if you do like a gender switch and women are doing those, it seems fresh. It seems new. Just give us something. Give us something.
Okay, let's talk more about the women's stuff now. I was going to do it later, but since this is the topic people are talking about. So Becky Lynch was on the Drew Garabo live show on 102.5 The Bone in Florida.
Yeah.
And she was asked about the AEW women's division. Now, I should note, pretty sure she did it in character.
Most of the interviews that she's doing have been in character. Yeah.
Yeah. So I want to note that to be fair, but when she was asked about the AEW women's division, this was a quote from her. She said, I don't think they are represented the way we are. They don't get as much time as we get. And frankly, they're not as good as we are. And that quote, and again, she did it, I think in character, but it got a lot of attention.
Sure.
So I wanted to put this in context. So this week on Raw, there was one women's match, Bianca against Sonya. Now, granted, you could maybe say there were three matches, I guess, but essentially two competitors in a match. Then they had Tamina and Dana Brooke. They did the mixed tag, but they're always, you know, booked to look like idiots, but they did the mixed tag. Becky did the promo with Asuka. That was it for 3 hours of Raw. SmackDown last week, they did Charlotte Ronda at the contract signing. They did Sasha Naomi did a segment with Natty and Shayna Baszler, and they did another Lacey Evans promo. But there were no actual women's matches on SmackDown last week. Then when you look at Dynamite last week, they had the one Britt Baker and Danielle Camella in the Owen Hart Cup qualifier. When you look at just the last week as a small sample, it looks like Raw does feature more women than WWE features more women on television than AEW does. But neither one are doing a shit ton of in-ring action. Like to me, it's kind of equal on both shows when it comes to in-ring action. What are your thoughts on the whole thing? Because a few years ago, remember when they had the Four Horsewomen of Wrestling and we were seeing all these really hot matches? It does feel like it's scaled back.
when you de-emphasize the number of stories that are featured with women, you de-emphasize the number of people that care. You want stories to make people care about these women. And when you get matches that don't have much of a reaction, that's because they're not emotionally invested in what's in front of them. And when they're not emotionally invested, well, promoters and people are going to look and they're going to say, ah, well, that's not for me. That's not for me. You need the story. And then when you have the story, it leads to a white hot match. When you lead to a white hot match, you lead to people displaying their interest and showing their interest and saying, oh, I want to watch that. I want to see who's next. I want to see what's next for this person. They got to just start from the bottom, work their way up. And then when you do that story and it ends in like a 2.5 minute match, I just know Rhea Ripley and Liv Morgan are going to get 2 minutes. I just know they are.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime I see like something on AEW, I know if I see that one women's match promoted, well, that's the only women's match we're getting that night.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like there's no reason for that to be the only option. And people will say, oh, well, men get 2 minute matches and all that. Well, yeah, they do, but they also get 15 minute matches on the show. There's a bigger sample size to pick from. We got Andrew saying WWE builds women's stories quite well, but then the main match is too short. Aside from Bianca, Becky, Charlotte, sometimes they do. Mm-hmm. Look back at Sasha and Bianca last year. That was a horribly booked program. That was a terrible build. And then they ran a fantastic video. And then what they did was they had an all-time classic WrestleMania match, and a lot of people forgot how bad the story was put together. There are a lot of slam dunks that WWE has that they don't utilize. And meanwhile, AEW a lot of time doesn't even get on the ball court to dunk the ball. Like they're just sitting there and they're like cheering from the sidelines, like, oh, here we go. And they've got a wealth of talent. And if they don't feel like they have a wealth of talent, go get some.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tegan Knox is sitting out there right now. Ember Moon is sitting out there right now. You got Mia Yim. I could like, there is, we run a free agents page on Fightful. There's a ton of stuff. There's a ton of talent that is available right now. And Veda Scott is a great talker. If you feel like one of those women can't talk, Veda Scott can talk. She's really good at it. Mickey James, I don't think she's locked down anywhere. If she's not, bring her in for an appearance or two. I don't get it.
I mean, they talk about the pillars in AEW. Jade Cargill, for me, I put her over a lot because I just see megastar in Jade Cargill. So she, for me, would be a pillar. Let me ask you about a couple of other.
Hey, she loves Lexington, Kentucky now too. Did you see that?
No.
So her, I don't know if they're married or not, but she's with Brandon Phillips, former Cincinnati Red. And he owns the Lexington Legends independent pro baseball team.
Oh, okay. I think you mentioned it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's talk about a couple of other girls because this one just came out. The Inspiration, aka the Iconics, they announced that they are taking an indefinite leave from in-ring action. You have any insight on that? This just came out today, which is April 27th.
Well, I reached out to their manager and they said, he said that he didn't want to offer anything besides what their statement said because he wanted to leave it there out of respect to them. And of course they've been wonderful to me, by the way, like they were so accommodating at WrestleCade, but they said, or Scott D'Amore said, the Inspiration have been a great part of Impact Knockouts roster and wonderful to work with. Cassie and Jesse are truly talented performers. Everyone at Impact wishes them success. And they said that they wanted to thank Scott D'Amore. They had an amazing experience working with the staff and roster. They'll cherish those memories forever. Well, first off, Impact better get some tag teams quick because it's just been them and the Influence since late last year. They really need to invest a little bit more in that. I would bring in some fresh names there. I would bring in some of the people that are available. But they need something for that Impact Knockouts tag team division now without the Inspiration. But I mean, this is the benefit of a lot of the third party aspects. Those two are killing it with their like brand army stuff and with modeling and all of the things that they can do to where they have the option of it. This person says they want more Rachel Ellering on Impact, but you are going to be waiting a while. She finished up with Impact in January. Andrew says, was their deal up? I know they had originally signed like a some sort of short-term thing, but I don't know. I asked if it froze the deal, if they were still under deals, and the managers didn't want to really expand on that. We got people talking about the Sea Stars and all that. Ashley Vox hasn't wrestled since December, so that's not necessarily one that you can just throw out there. But Myron says Impact's been doing a better job than WWE or AEW, and their women's roster isn't stacked how it was in 2019. Well, it definitely just took a hit. I think that they should probably add a little bit now. I'd be reaching out to Trish Adora. I'd be reaching out to a lot of people like that. But they've got secondary and third stories, Jimmy. They've got their world title program. Not only that, they got ROH and AAA title programs. Then they've got their women's tag title programs as well. So they got a lot going on. Tasha Steelz has emerged. You've got Lady Frost, who's doing great, and she's sidelined a little bit. Hope to see her back soon. Chelsea Green even stepped away and became a part of Cardona and Myers' act and has been doing great. Then Jordan Grace, if they're like, oh, well, you know what? She's out of the title picture. What should we do? Oh, we'll team her up with W. Morrissey, the former Big Cass, because that's a cool optic to have. Impact gets really creative and does not get stagnant with how they feature women. And I wish that's something we would see more with WWE and AEW.
I mean, that's been Impact's MO for a while. I mean, Tessa Blanchard was the world champion. So that's kind of been their thing for a while. And going back to the Iconics or the Inspiration, I always thought Cassie, and I mean no disrespect to Jesse, but I always thought Cassie looked like a single superstar. Like, I always felt it. And you remember in WWE, it looked like they were going to go in that direction. They split them up, and it looked like they're going to go in that direction. And I think they had her on TV like once or twice. And then the next thing you know, she was teaming up with whoever that was, Liv Morgan or somebody. Like, I really feel like they dropped the ball on her because she could have been a big star. What about Asuka? So Asuka was gone for how long? 9 months.
About 9 months, yeah.
Comes back on Raw. Makes sense that she's with Becky, because when Becky went on mat leave, she gave Asuka the title. That kind of makes sense.
All the sense in the world. If I were to bring back Asuka in one spot, it'd be right there. I just hope that they are trusted to tell the story, because I trust Becky Lynch to tell the story.
Yeah.
However, I had trusted that with Bianca initially, with the Bianca and Becky story, and they didn't do that to the ability that I thought that they could have. But I'm very excited Asuka's back. The woman that Becky didn't hand the title to, Jimmy, handed the division to.
Right.
She said, "This is yours now." Literally opened a briefcase and said, "Here you go." And then when Becky came back, Asuka was nowhere to be found. She was sidelined.
Yeah.
So this is something that it hasn't built for 2 years, but it has simmered for 2 years. And there's story there.
Yeah. I mean, depending on how far back they want to go, Asuka tapped her up before the Rumble. Remember?
Yep.
Like and that was when Becky was really hitting her peak. So there's a lot they can tell. I guess my question for you is, do you think, because Bianca's already now, you know, wrestled Becky a couple times, do you think that they're going to put Asuka over and springboard her to a program with Bianca?
I think that would be good. I think that sort of the downward spiral of big time Bex is a good story to tell. I think there's two ways to tell it. The downward spiral of big time Bex and the reemergence of Asuka. And hey, you know what? If you're not going to have Asuka in a world title holding position, well then, have her beat a big name in Becky and then lose to Bianca. That's okay to do.
Sure.
That's something that I constantly applaud AEW for doing. They didn't sit on their hands with Bryan Danielson. They're like, okay, he's not going to be world champion anytime soon, so he's going to lose to our world champion. That's fine. Great wrestlers lose to other great wrestlers all the time. I think that would be the best course of action.
All right, now I want to go back to theory for a minute. So
let's address, we got a ton of super chats.
Okay,
about the
sure.
Chris says he hopes Becky's comments light a fire underneath Tony and we get multiple women storylines. Me too. Sometimes you need that friendly little bit of a poke to encourage that. Nicholas, thank you for the donation. If you have a question, let me know and I'll ask it on the air. But we've got Joel Wood saying, I think NXT deserves some credit for at least the amount of women they've been featuring. Yeah, they deserve credit for the amount, but the execution, I just, that show, it ain't for me. I refrain from talking about it too much because that program is, I am just not the demographic for that program.
How do you feel about Ariana Grace?
Like the name?
Yeah.
I mean, it's fine. Whatever.
Yeah. So I will say this. Ariana is a good fit for her. Obviously they're not going to call her Bianca.
Yeah.
So Ariana, I
got to change that. Yeah.
Yeah. Ariana, I think kind of fits her. When I see Ariana Grace written out, it looks too much like Ariana Grande.
Well, yeah, so, I think that's the implication.
Yeah, but I don't like it. Like you've got, I don't understand why they don't utilize the what's the word I'm looking for? The lineage.
SEO? Oh, the lineage. Yeah.
SEO.
I mean, no, for real. Like if you type in Ariana anything, a lot of times Ariana Grande is going to come up. If
yeah,
you type in Riddler theory, other shit's coming up.
Yeah. But the lineage, like you don't have to have her out there wearing a snake glove on her hand and all this bullshit. But you could at least let it know who her dad is.
Ariana Morello would have worked just fine.
Yes, exactly.
It would have worked fine.
It would have worked just fine. I 100% agree. I don't understand. I just don't understand. To me, we talk about the low-hanging fruit shit that they just dropped the ball on. And I'll go back to Veer Mahan 1,000 times. But they dropped the ball on the stuff that's so easy. My daughter, who's going to be 8 in November, could probably figure this shit out.
And it'd be a WWE trademark name because right. Morella, Corelli's her last name, not Morella.
Yes.
Myron says Becky hasn't beat Asuka. It's another story. Exactly. Give me that. Would I bring in Brandy to pair her with Cody if he's a heel? Because I think she's really good at getting heel.
I agree.
Exceptionally good. We have a few more super chats. Nicholas says, hear me out, match on Forbidden Door. Hook versus Minoru Suzuki. I love that idea. I think that's great. And it'd be a match that Hook could win, too. Any potential matches you guys would like to see for that show? I would love to see, like, G.O.D. against, a tag team in the Elite. Like, I'd like to see G.O.D. versus Undisputed Era or Young Bucks to play off of Bullet Club stuff. I think that would be very, very cool. I would like that. Is Bray going to wrestle for WWE or AEW in 2022? Never say never. I think there's still a possibility he goes back to WWE. I've not heard anything to indicate that, but it wouldn't shock me one bit if WWE said, oh, yeah, come on back.
He's a lot more public now.
Yeah, let's work this out.
He's posted stuff on social media like he was sour, but he's over it. Mm-hmm. So
JoJo says Impact's the only one that books their women well. Stardom does, but I mean, I see why that's not in the public eye of a lot of people in the States. I don't get to watch it nearly as much as I used to, but Sir Brendo says it's Wednesday. You know what that means. SRS is going to get an on-the-air call every week or at least once a month. It happens. I get like the call during a Wednesday show.
I know, because then you're like, Jimmy, you got to go alone. And I'm like, I wish you could put an overlay up for me. So
Jimmy,
I can plug something.
Jimmy, you got to talk. For once, Jimmy, you have to talk.
Yeah, for once.
About yourself or something like that.
Something I never like to do. What was Brandy's name when she was the ring announcer?
Eden Styles.
So there's your story. So she comes back with Cody. They lose to the babyface, and the stipulation is she's got to be the babyface's personal ring announcer. Done.
Yeah.
Just wrote the story. There you go.
I mean, that's what I did for GCW. I was like, how can I get more heat on Denise? And I was like, it'd be really pretentious if everybody got announced by ML, but I got announced by Denise and then I healed her. Like it's the personal ring announcer is such an easy one.
How did you heal on Denise? I think I missed that part.
I snatched the mic from her and pushed
that's
it out
all?
Of the way.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That's all you gotta. It's 5 feet tall. What more do I gotta do, Jimmy? Okay. I snatched the mic out of the person who just did a great ring introduction for me.
Okay. You know what my favorite part was about that?
Me.
My favorite part is when people were handing you $5 bills and you stopped mid-sentence and you go, give me that.
Yeah.
Give me that.
I still have one.
That was my favorite part.
So the person that I gave one of them to gave one back to me. One's missing. I just want to say that. One was missing.
Uh-huh.
But he gave it back to me, and I'm going to keep that because that was a fun moment for me. I like that.
For sure. Okay, I want to talk about Theory. So the first thing is there have been reports that Vince McMahon looks at him as a young John Cena and plans to push him. And obviously we're seeing it. I mean, Vince is with him on television. He won the U.S. title. Have you heard anything on that about, because it seems pretty obvious when you see him on TV, WrestleMania, everything, but have you heard anything to kind of solidify that?
No, not at all. Not it's like a young Cena or anything like that.
Yeah.
I mean, the template is there, the slow start, the U.S. title, being featured with Vince on TV, that always helps. But I've not heard specifically that Vince sees him as a young Cena or anything like that. I mean, maybe, but Vince, I don't think I've heard Vince. Oh, I haven't heard of Vince proclaiming that out loud.
Okay, now Cena himself posted something on Twitter addressed to Theory. And I want your thoughts on this quote from John Cena. He said, "Everyone understands that you," meaning Theory, "have far more talent, strength, and gifts than I ever had." What are your thoughts on that?
Physically, no. John Cena was bigger, more imposing looking, looked more like a star. From a comedic aspect, I do feel like Austin Theory has picked up some of that. Like the stuff with The Miz was really good, where he thought Miz actually wanted to fight Mustafa Ali. And he's like, "Oh, it's okay. I texted Mr. McMahon." Like, that was really good. He did great in The Way. But he's also got a lot more experience than John Cena did a couple years into his WWE run. He's been working for about 6 years now, I think. And I think John Cena, 6 years into wrestling, was main eventing WrestleMania, I'm pretty sure. Like, John Cena debuted like early 2000, late 99. 6 years later, he was working Triple H in the main event. Less than 6 years later, working Triple H in the main event of WrestleMania. So I don't, similarities, sure. But we've also seen people that he has picked out by hand get released afterwards, like Drew McIntyre.
Oh, there's been a bunch. Yeah. I mean, I you know, obviously I hope I'm wrong because I want, you know, the kid to do well. I don't see the it factor in him. Like to me, I don't see him anywhere close to John Cena, not even in the same atmosphere, but he's only 24. And I will say one other thing. Did you see the Royal Rumble documentary on Peacock?
I don't know if I did.
I think it was a 24 episode, I believe, about the Royal Rumble. So Austin Theory was one of the guys that they spoke to kind of out of character for that documentary. He was a much more, and I understand he's playing a heel on TV and the selfies and all that, I get it, but he was so much more likable and so much more easy to digest in a real setting than when he's on TV doing the selfie bullshit. Like, I personally, I don't see it factor in the selfie guy on Raw. I just don't.
I've got an interview with him, and he was very, like, easy to talk to. I've got
like the real guy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And, he had a little bit of downtime, and I was like, "Hey, they didn't bring you over to me, but do you want to do an interview?" And he was like, "Hell yeah, I want to do an interview. Let's do this."
Cool.
Like, it was very, very easy to talk to. Obviously, there are some accusations out there that kind of make me wonder, like, I mean, that got him off TV 2 years ago. So I don't know exactly how that will pan out and affect his long-term ability near the top, because honestly I'm not that learned about them anyway, but there are definitely many things at play there. But oh man, there's guys, turn off the caps lock in our chat, by the way. Yellow Dragon driving our moderator Maggie crazy. Stop acting like heathens. How about that one? Act like you've been there before. How about that?
All right, put up the magazine overlay. We'll promote the magazine. Fightful Magazine, the Q2 2022 edition. It's got, that's the wrong one. There we go. It's got Hook on the cover.
There you go, Jimmy.
I mean, you can put the Know Your News one back on in a minute, too. But it's got Hook on the cover. Zicky Dice did the Wrestler's Tribune in this one. Great story about good guy Brock Lesnar. Story about Roman Reigns is either real Mr. WrestleMania. Story about GCW in this one. Story about Cody Rhodes and the legacy left behind in AEW. Lots of good stuff. You can get the print version and the digital version both on FightfulMag.com, or you can get the replica Fightful Championship belt at Fightful.com/belt. If you want to get, do you have yours kicking around, Sean? Can you show it on the screen?
What, my belt?
The belt.
Yeah, hold on 1 second.
Okay. It's a beautiful replica. And if you want to get that, like I said, Fightful.com/belt is where you can get that. FightfulMag.com is where you can get the print or digital version of the magazine. There it is. Look at that beauty. Look at that beauty.
Look at that.
Joel Pearl doesn't have one of these because he's a fucking loser.
So that one that Sean's holding is a replica of this.
When do I get the real one?
Sell a few more NordVPN sponsorships and then maybe we'll talk about it.
Oh, we're talking about something with a sponsorship. I got us.
You know what I can do? I have a beautiful idea. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take your cut of those sponsorships and I'm just going to go ahead and buy you a belt with that cut.
Yeah, well, let me tell you.
That's what I'm going to do.
It'd be a few belts. It'd be a few belts.
And I, well, no, because I got to include my margin.
My wife sent me a message that said, finally, I don't have to keep that a secret anymore. Hope you like the figure.
Good for her. She's a sweetheart that she's known for a long time. Man. Because I was, so the first thing I did, I'll tell you, I hit her up because I needed high res photos of you.
There aren't many. I don't take a lot of high res photos.
So we checked all of our social media channels. We couldn't find anything that printed high res. Yeah. So then I thought, okay, I'm going to hit up your wife because she must have something. She sent a couple. We tried to do them. What we ended up doing, if I show you this again, that's actually a drawing. I don't know if you can tell.
Yeah, so y'all made the bags under my eyes huge. Why?
Well, that you'd have to talk to whoever got this approved. Probably Melissa or Lindsay took care of the designer, I think.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But we ended up having to do that because it's the only way that you could print it and not have it pixelate. So I hit up your wife because I needed to get photos. And then, well, now she knew. So then I was asking her, okay, if I ship it early, any chance he opens it if I put your name on it? Any chance? And then I decided not to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. The funny thing is I got a ton of high res pictures taken a few weeks ago in Dallas.
I saw, but obviously too late now, but I saw
who pay Earl Gardner, the $20 a pop for the high res.
Who did that?
What?
That one right there.
Oh, that was Torin Thomas, who is an incredible artist. Like that was just, he just drew that. It was,
so we needed something for that spot. So in case you're watching this, we're not making money on this. So I don't want you coming after us for royalties or nothing. It was just for fun. But I needed something for that spot. And that's the only thing we could find that kind of fit it. We just took it out from social media.
Well, Torin hasn't been active on social media lately, but I do want to plug him. Torin, T-O-R-R-E-N 278. What an incredible illustrator and artist he is. I assume he's still taking commissions. Incredible. He just did that as a gift to me. That's like one of my favorite things. Like occasionally I'll get tagged on Instagram without ever having said like anything to these people. And like, we'll like have art done there. Here's another one he did that was hilarious. Let me pull this up right there.
I think I've seen that before. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's incredible. I love
that. He drew that the whole thing.
The whole thing.
That is very talented.
Yep.
Very talented. It's amazing the talent. Like Lufisto.
Yeah.
She did such an amazing job with the card. Like it's amazing the talent that people have. And sometimes you're not even aware that they have that ability.
Michael Branson says, on the topic of the Forbidden Door, I'm surprised no one has mentioned House of Black versus United Empire, Cobb versus King, Black, Matthews, Osprey, all in one. Oh, people have mentioned it. Our AEW post show, it gets a lot of mentions. It gets a lot of talk and all that. But yeah, it's definitely been mentioned. Kind of like I've mentioned to you guys. Leave a thumbs up. It really helps us. I can't even begin to tell you how much it helps us. Couple of quick plugs. I did an interview with Naomi. It dropped this week. I got an interview with Matt Hardy that I actually conducted a few days before Jeff came back. But I thought all those interviews were going to be lost forever, Jimmy. I was able to find the footage, find the audio. That's going to be up. I hinted at him. I was like, I know he's coming. And he would try to dance around it, which is funny. We talk about how wrestling has changed over 30 years, whether it be him talking to a person like me in the media or just the in-ring stuff. And then on Friday, I've got Alicia Atoot. I broke the news on FightfulSelect.com this week that she had re-signed with MLW. That's another big piece. She is one of the top manager in the company now. So that's a big piece for them to retain. I'm just so happy, Jimmy. I got my
Matt. Is she still in Canada? Is she still in Canada?
I think so. I think so. She's like the first person I ever saw in like three time zones. Because when I started to travel, she was everywhere that I was, hustling like I was, trying to get interviews from everybody. And you know what, Jimmy? No matter where you are, you can watch all your favorite shows with Nord. What? What is this? Know your news. No. With NordVPN.
Weird and totally real.
With NordVPN.com/Fightful. So if I'm in Vegas, which I will not be next month, I could watch SmackDown, Rampage, anything like that. by changing my virtual location with NordVPN. And not just that, they've got that threat protection. Block online trackers, annoying pop-up ads, and malware with NordVPN.com/Fightful. I told you, you can change your virtual location with just one click. A lot of times when you're traveling, you try to access whatever service it is that you're using. They'll say, oh, you can't watch it in this region. Not with NordVPN.com/Fightful. And you can get an additional month free. Why do you have a Leo Rush head cut out?
This was on one of the cardboard cutouts probably 3-4 years ago with Charlotte. And I got a bunch. I got Stephanie here somewhere.
Okay,
I got,
okay. Yeah. Well, either way, 70% off, plus, even more in America, 70% off your NordVPN plan and an additional month free. But how about this? A 30-day money-back guarantee. If you don't like it for any reason, you get your money back. Next weekend, there's a big UFC pay-per-view that's taking place. You can subscribe to services overseas that are much cheaper than what you would pay here in the States, and it effectively pays for your NordVPN subscription for you. It is a must for combat sports fans, and it's available on all your products, laptop, desktop, PC, router, phone, TV, all that good stuff. NordVPN.com/Fightful has been our top sponsor for months. I would like to keep it that way. So hit them up, tweet them at NordVPN and say, you know what? Sean Ross Sapp and Fightful told me about you. Even if you don't use a VPN yet, let them know that you heard about them from us. I'm trying to get that renewal. I love those people. Why are you showing that, Jimmy?
So the drawing of Melissa. So let me, I'm putting over Lufisto a lot today. So Lufisto drew all these individual pictures, and it's something she's really good at, right? She did all those. The only one she didn't do was Melissa's, because Melissa drew her own.
Oh, that's cool.
So Melissa,
is that why it sucks?
And she's probably watching.
Good.
She drew her own, but Lufisto did all the rest of them, and she did an amazing job on all that.
Yeah. We have a fake Bruce Pritchard saying, wasn't a fan of bringing Mustafa back. By the way, Sean, I love you. Thank you. Punk Rock Show said, Jeff Hawkins, Jimmy Van's doppelganger. Jimmy, is Jeff your long lost son? They're about the same age. What are you talking about? They're close to the same age.
I can't even think of a joke to go with that because it would just sound perverted or sick. So,
Christian says, hi guys, huge fan. Just want to get your opinion on the rumor that Rhea and the superstar formerly known as Tommaso Ciampa joining Edge's faction. That was a pitch. I don't know if they are going to, but we reported that on Fightful Select. So I don't know if it's going to happen. I know that Ciampa hadn't been told of it as of WrestleMania weekend. But, I mean, then again, Mustafa Ali hadn't been told his creative before we had learned of it as well.
Rhea would fit like a glove.
I think they would both fit, and you use it to launch everybody.
Get them all titles.
Graham says, does SRS figure have working dong action?
So
let me see. Is there a big old hog on it, Jimmy?
Well, it had to be true to life, so no. But so it says real wrestling action. And then it says with right in the penis.
Yeah.
And then, you know, where you have to have like the height and weight. So the height says tall.
Okay.
So I knew you'd like that. I wrote all this, by the way.
Okay.
The weight, super heavyweight.
Oh, okay.
And there's
is that a fat joke. You fat shaming me?
No, I kind of was thinking about Crash Holly for some reason.
Weigh 185, so, Jimmy.
Well, you know, and then, there's stuff in here about like always delivering the scoops, you know, all that bullshit. And then,
bullshit.
Origin, yeah. Great state of Kentucky.
Way to put it over, Jimmy.
So, you know, oh, and there's also, I had to make sure all names and character likenesses are not owned by Fightful because this is for fun. So that's why if anybody's looking for royalties, it's not happening. We're not going to make money on this.
Wow. I mean, even if we tried, we weren't going to make money on it, Jimmy.
If I told you what they cost to make, I'd probably sell for cost.
Well.
Probably.
Well. What else we got? I know Dax and Cash.
Yes, let's talk about that. So one of my favorite WrestleMania moments ever. And you know, I'm an older guy, of course. So for me, 1989 Royal Rumble. If you've never seen it on Peacock, go back and watch the 1989 Royal Rumble match. Entrant number one in that match was Axe from Demolition. Entrant number two in that match was Smash from Demolition.
I love it.
And that shit never happened in WWE, especially back then. So for whatever it was, 2 minutes before Andre came out, number three, you got Axe and Smash one-on-one. You never saw it. And this week on Dynamite, we're going to get Dax Harwood against Cash Wheeler, FTR versus FTR as part of the Owen Hart Cup qualifier. It's very unique. It's just not something that you get to see every day. And so I find it interesting. And again, for me, I think back to the 89 Rumble when I think of those guys going one-on-one.
I love it because they are white hot right now. It's a match I'm sure they've always wanted to have.
I'm sure.
And from a story perspective, it makes sense. What do we know about Dax and Cash? Well, we know that they love Bret the Hitman Hart and probably by proxy, the Hart family.
Yeah.
Well, if Tony Khan walked up to those two and said, "Hey guys, we got you all one-on-one in the Owen," they'd probably be like, "Of course, why wouldn't we for Owen do that? Why wouldn't they?" Chris says the road they did for Dax versus Cash is amazing. I'm going to watch it after we get off the air, actually. CM Punk's going to be on commentary. I can't wait. I just love it. AEW is really good at building these stories in like a week, Jimmy, and getting you really pumped to watch the match that's happening the next week.
Is there any truth to the rumor that WWE signed Bret Hart to some new contract to keep him away from AEW?
I asked somebody in the company and they said, "I've only heard the rumors." I reached out to members of his family that said that was the first they had heard of it. And they also said, "Well, it would make sense because otherwise why wouldn't he be doing AEW?" And I said to them, "But if he was signed, how would he be allowed to manage them on an indie show?" You know what I mean?
It's probably like a Legends deal.
But I mean, even then they would say, "Hey, don't fucking manage FTR on the indies."
Do you think they would be that petty?
Yes.
On an indie show?
Yes. They leak Fast Nationals to some joke every week.
Let me just say this. If Bret Hart is not signed to WWE, and I understand that there's limitations with him now, and if AEW were to bring him in, there's only so much you can do with him. But if he's not signed, you know what I would love to see? I would love to see Dax and Cash. So they have their match. And they try to have a gentleman's kind of match. It turns into a bit of a slugfest kind of thing. Yeah. And then they're brawling a bit. Bret Hart comes out to split them up. That's what I want to see, Sean Rossap. Just like Davey and Owen, when they created the Hart Foundation, I would love it. And I guarantee you that the live crowd would totally get it.
It'd be great.
But I'm curious if Bret Hart is getting a new deal with WWE. And it would make perfect sense for them to do it just for that reason.
Riley said, "What a month FTR has had. First with the Briscoes and the Bucks, then tonight. Hopefully they have another banger tonight." Also, to clarify the situation about their contract, but yes, they've had a great month. I was outright told by a WWE higher up in January, have you seen where FTR are mentioning their deals are up? And I'm like, I certainly have. And they said, that's definitely a couple people we'd be interested in bringing back. Sat on it for a while, had it reiterated in April that was the case. However, that was more of a thing on FTR and their management's part because FTR were under the impression their deals were up. I even double checked with them, but AEW got back to me and said, no, it's got 15 months on it. They did not want that misconception out there. So right. I apologize for the error, but it was quickly clarified. FTR did think their deals were up this July and that there was an option year. Obviously, Tony Khan was going to roll that over.
Yeah, yeah.
But when I saw a report that said, WWE had no real interest, bullshit. Yes, they did. Not only that, they had interest before they left, Jimmy, to the point to where they were offering them $850,000 each to stay. And at that time, that was a lot of money. Why would they not be interested when they're even hotter now than they were when they left? Unreal.
The biggest thing Cash Wheeler did before they left was train Edge.
Yeah. Also,
they
by
did
the
nothing
way,
with them.
No truth to the fact that they sent feelers out via Edge, and that came from someone who knows Edge to me. That was not accurate. I don't know if there's been any like sort of back and forth. Wrestling Perspective podcast with Dennis Farrell and Lars Fredrickson had a really good interview with FTR where they said a lot of things. They were like, "Does WWE want us or do they want AEW to not have us?" And Jimmy, I feel comfortable sharing this now. A few years ago, I had mentioned to you that there was a feeler from that end of things that reached out about a variety of positions. And I reached out to a wrestler in the company. And I was like, I wouldn't want to do this. And they said, they don't want you for what you can do. They want you to keep you from what you do.
Yeah.
And I was like, sometimes it's like that. And that's when you can face that and understand it and be real with yourself about that, that goes a long way. And they are real about it.
Wasn't it the same wrestler that said to you something along the lines of, they take away your love for wrestling or something, or they'll take away your passion for wrestling working for the company?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. I think of Arda Okel. Whenever you tell me that story, I think of Arda Okel and what a massive fan going in on his days off to learn the business. And it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate.
Well, we've got one more question before we wrap up. Reminder, guys, Super Chats, Humper Chats. We will be here for our post AEW show tonight. We have a bunch of interviews dropping this week. Make sure you check out the Spotlight on Thursday, and as well as all the great shows on Fightful Overbooked. But Josh says, are you guys worried that AEW won't get that big money TV deal they were shooting for from Warner Brothers? No.
They'll have other suitors anyway.
They'll have other suitors because they're in a climate where numbers are steadily declining, less so this year than previous years, but steadily declined. Theirs have went up since their deal started and then kind of leveled off, and that is very valuable. I would be shocked if they didn't get at least double that. Subscribe to Know Your News. Philip T says, great show, guys. I think you two are good together. I don't know. I think we're kind of dog shit together. He says, I listen every week. Is Omos being set up to face Brock Lesnar? That'd be a fun one for SummerSlam, but just to see Brock hit him with an F5.
I think Brock would have very low tolerance.
Yeah.
And if he knows that this guy doesn't know shit, I think Brock would beat the ever-loving shit out of him.
Yeah.
But I guess we'll see. I look at Omos and it's like, it's not his fault, man. Like he's, yeah. You know, he wants to be good. He just isn't. Yeah. But he wants to. It's not his fault. It's if he wasn't, what is he again? Like 7'2"? If he wasn't tall, he wouldn't be with the company. That's just kind of reality. But I want him to make money. Good for him.
Guys, we are heading over to The List Goes on FightfulSelect.com. Over on Fightful Select, we have early notes on the Matt Hardy interview. We have the interview up early access for Tier 2 members. We have betting odds for WrestleMania Backlash. And I just dropped a really interesting story on the virtual basement wrestling video game, The Wrestling Code. Why Impact wrestlers were pulled from that game and some talks that those two sides had. We'll have some AEW video game news probably before next Wednesday's presentation. But head over to FightfulSelect.com. We're out.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.